The most interesting thing about public radio in Alaska that you probably never knew is that the station you're listening to now is independently managed, but shares financial and engineering services with other stations. In Southeast Alaska, those shared services are coordinated in an organization called Coast Alaska. Try and picture your favorite station and its programs, whether it's KCAW, KTOO, KRBD, KFSK, or KSTK, as the art, and Coast Alaska as the canvas. Throughout the rest of the state, Alaska Public Broadcasting, Inc. is the canvas. As of July 1st, Molly Kabler will be running both from her office in Sitka's Cable House.
Both of the organizations, Coast Alaska and we'll call it APBI for short, are service bureaus. That's one way we've described them. So they're an organization that provides service to other organizations, and in our case, to all the public media stations in Alaska for APBI.
So it's Kabler's name on the paychecks, and Kabler, who maintains a clerical and accounting staff and engineering department, and who employs a regional news director. But, and people trip over this all the time, except for her office, she's not anyone's boss.
We don't run those stations in Coast Alaska. There's a general manager and a staff and a board that work on local content and local fundraising. And it's similar for APBI, the services that are offered. Engineering, rural station engineering is a really big service offered by APBI. But neither organization runs stations.
This model has worked well. Coast Alaska has brought 7 additional stations outside of Southeast under its financial services umbrella. And this helps give it purchasing power. Both Coast Alaska and APBI make group buys of some of the most popular programs on public radio so that small stations can afford to play them. Kabler is succeeding Jamie Waste, who left APBI last October. Waste was also her predecessor at Coast Alaska. Kabler says the APBI board met in February to discuss whether a partnership with Coast Alaska would create efficiency in the statewide public broadcasting system. In the end, the two organizations settled on a joint venture with Kabler as executive director. Kabler has been involved in the discussion for months.
I'm excited about it for a couple of reasons. One is the experiment that Coast Alaska has been for 20 years is described as successful across the nation by keeping local media local, but finding efficiencies to work together. And one of the things that happens when you work together is you learn a lot from each other. And you improve services because you have colleagues that do exactly the same thing you do. And so this is an opportunity for us to work together even more in the state. And I think that's the way we're going to survive and have a collectively strong public media system in the face of challenging economic times in our state.
One new challenge for Kabler is television. The Alaska Rural Communication System, or ARCS, is a state-owned service covering 192 locations in Alaska. APBI operates it under contract with the state. Kabler says there are challenges.
It's a legacy service, but a lot of people in rural Alaska depend on it for news and information every day.
Kabler says there has not been much extra funding for ARCS lately, and much of the infrastructure is growing tired. Nevertheless, she's optimistic.
The staff that work at APBI are few and talented, and they'll continue to do, I'm sure, really great work. And I'm excited to have the opportunity to work with them and the work that they do keeping public media and ARCS and the Rural Engineering Service going.
Kabler will continue to work out of her office in Sitka, but along with frequent trips to Juneau, she's expecting to travel often to Anchorage. The joint venture agreement between Coast Alaska and APBI has no end date. Kabler says the two organizations will continue to work together until, quote, we decide what the next step is. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.